With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. What lies ahead for Wall Street? Presidential prognosticator Donald Trump.
The markets are going to boom. The stock is going to boom. The country is going to boom.
But it's not happening just yet. This morning, Wall Street futures sinking deeper into the red following yesterday's fear-fueled sell-off. Following Mr. Trump's announcement of reciprocal tariffs, the president says Wall Street's reaction should surprise no one, referring to the higher tariffs.
It was an operation, like when a patient gets operated on. And it's a big thing. I said this would exactly be the way it is.
Ultimately, he says his economic policies will return manufacturing and many jobs to the United States. Some places already suffering after deadly severe storms could be in for more trouble. Flood advisories extending from the southwest all the way up to parts of the northeast. Also at SRNnews.com, South Korea's Constitutional Court, voting unanimously, has removed embattled President Yoon Suk-yeol from office. The BBC's Steve Lai in South Korea says it sets the stage for an election within 8 weeks.
We are waiting for Mr. Yoon to see if he's going to vacate the presidential residence. We don't know when he's going to do that or if he's going to put up any resistance to it. But South Korea isn't hanging around. We've already seen that the impeachment has triggered an automatic call for elections to be held within 60 days. And the Election Commission has also already made an announcement saying anyone that wants to register for this election can now do so. So the wheels are certainly moving. Acting President Han Duck-soo, he says he will do his best to ensure that the election runs smoothly.
And watching Wall Street this morning, as mentioned, stock futures are sharply lower. The Dow futures down 1,174 points. The Nasdaq futures 597 points lower. This is SRN News. More states are fighting back against online pornography.
Wyoming is the latest to pass a law requiring that porn websites verify that a user is 18 years old before allowing him to access any content. Wyoming joins 20 other states, including Texas, Idaho, Florida, and Virginia, which have adopted similar statutes. The Supreme Court is currently considering a challenge to the Texas statute, with a decision expected sometime this summer. The plaintiffs are leading online pornographers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A California man's attorneys say he'll plead guilty to trying to assassinate Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh at his home in a suburb of Washington, D.C. Nicholas Roski was armed when he was arrested near Kavanaugh's home in Maryland several years ago. Roski told police he was upset by a leaked draft opinion suggesting the Supreme Court intended to overrule Roe versus Wade. The draft led to protests, including at several of the justices' homes. This is SRN News. North Texas man in hot water for allegedly making terroristic threats against ICE agents and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
Robert King was arrested in McKinney, just north of Dallas. DHS officials say King made alarming posts on Facebook threatening Noem with bodily harm and characterizing her as a Nazi. In another post, King stated he would open fire if ICE agents were seen in his neighborhood. Texas State Troopers, the Kaufman County Sheriff's Office, McKinney Police, and DHS agents all took part in the arrest.
Correspondent Tayshia Stevens. Declaring, "I am here to break the law," a transgender college student entered a women's restroom at Florida State Capitol in Tallahassee the other day, was then handcuffed by police. The individual has been charged with trespassing after a warning, a misdemeanor. It's punishable by up to 60 days in jail. Court appearance next month. More details, SRNnews.com.